had in my city, and I think that lacks in so many areas of the city. We walk out in our neighborhoods and look around, and you can you see those people who are or who take care of their yards and who are very proud of where they live, and then you see those that, you know, may just be sitting on the front porch and just really don't care. But we've got to work with everyone, and we've got to get out there and take back your community. You know, take it back, and with the help of city government, you know, try to make things better for all of our citizens and make Alexandria the place to live that many of you will remember it, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. You know, it was a different place. And we need to go back to those times when it was a better place to raise our families.
You know, Lee, there are some things, however, that government cannot do. Some things have to originate from within, like you said, the pride issue. How do we get people to that point?
Well, I think it helps a lot to become part of our neighborhood groups and organize together to try to get. One person can't do much, but if you get together with your neighbors and attend your neighborhood meetings, impress those neighbor those leaders in your neighborhood meetings to help improve things. You know, the city can't do it all, but when you've got a the city's not going to go into your yard and pick up trash, but what the city will do is if you get all that trash together, they'll go pick it up. And so, but it's up to you and your fellow neighbors to you know, have these community cleanups that we've seen a lot of in the past. And those are not something that should just take care of election time. They ought to take place all year long, and they shouldn't be led by your local politicians or your local councilmen or leaders. Those things need to be done by those people living within the community, because your councilman may or may not live next door to you, but you want your community where you live to be the best it can be.
Okay. So you mentioned the pride in the city of Alexandria. There was a time, however, where Alexandria was quite a prosperous place. Being here centrally located in the state, it seems to me that Alexandria should really be the center of industry, should be the center of business and entertainment. What happened?
Well, here again, government did their part. We have Interstate Highway going through Alexandria. We've got four-lane highways going north and south. We've got tremendous rail system. We have a water transportation on the Red River. As I look at it, the one thing that we're lacking is a good educated workforce. Our young people are getting educated and leaving town, so those big businesses don't want to locate here. Well, we need to keep those young people here so that the industry will come here. We need to be taking advantage of the CLTCC, the trade school here, or community college here is an excellent facility. And you know, and there are ways for anybody and everybody that wants to attend that and better themselves. And when those big businesses see classes of people graduating that in different areas such as welding and auto mechanics and plumbing, electricians, bookkeeping, nursing, all those type things, once that workforce improves and gets larger, then I think we can bring back or have a better chance of attracting more and new industry into our area. And that's where it all starts. It starts with education and then moves up from there. But you got to have that education behind you. You have to have something to offer in order for them to come here.
Absolutely. One last thing, Lee. Alexandria is a city that somehow has been in recent years riddled with crime, and often a crime perpetrated from the drugs and from external sources, drugs that are coming into the city And that seems to be the catalyst for some of the crime. As if you were elected city councilman at large, what would be your vision to abate that kind of thing?
Well, the drugs wouldn't be coming into Alexandria if there wasn't a market for them here. There are people here that want those drugs, and that's why they're coming into our area. So we need to, again, educate our young people, get them into good jobs where they're being productive so that they're not hanging around street corners with nothing to do and being indoctrinated into those bad habits. You know, things that might start with something as seamlessly as harmless as marijuana that then goes into crack cocaine and heroin that we have big problems with now. So, you know, as long as the people are wanting those drugs, they're going to find their way here. Now, it's up to law enforcement to stop that as much as possible and to prosecute those people. And I'm not talking about the guy that's smoking a joint in the corner, but I am talking about the guy that's bringing those drugs in, the local guy that's got four or five young people out there pushing drugs for him. Those guys need to go to jail, and our people need to see that there is a penalty when you get involved in the illegal drug trafficking. Again, not the guy that's just smoking a joint, you know, or something like that. You know, yeah, we need to slap his hand or something as well. We don't need to throw him in jail where he learns how to become a hardened criminal, but we do need to stop those big-time transporters and big-time dealers that are coming into the area or that might reside in our area.
Again, the law of supply and demand. Lee Rubin, concerned citizen and candidate for Alexandria City Council at large. Thank you so much for coming in and being a part of the Wade Hampton Show. We really appreciate your input.
It's always a pleasure. Happy to be here and hope to be back.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Me that I've been lying to about what I've been going through and putting all the blame on you. Then I pretend to fix it on my own, placing myself up on your throne. I did this to myself and by myself alone. And if I'm honest, that my life's been slowly falling under the weather. God knows that I'm praying and believing for healing. Said I'm praying and believing for healing. Said I'm praying and believing for healing.
Just The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Hey, this is the Wade Hampton Show on KAYT, KQJO-FM. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's Pastor Stanley Mathis and the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church with Paradise Ministries. We'll also take birthday and anniversary requests as well, and we will answer the Bible Jeopardy clue next hour. Stay with us.